弟兄姐妹早。
This morning, before I start, I just want to mention that we are celebrating our 53rd anniversary as a church today.
在我没有开始证道以前，我要跟大家说一说，今天是我们教会第53周年的纪念。
And three years ago, I remember we celebrated our 50th at the New Fortune Restaurant.
大概三年前，我记得我们在这个新世界酒家庆祝我们第五十周年的纪念。
Now we will not be going there today.
今天我们不会去了。
But we still remember each year the anniversary of the start of our church.
每一年这个时候我们都会纪念到五十三年前这个教会开始的时候是怎么样的。
It is good to remember this.
把这个记忆记下来是一件好的事情。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 4,
在约书亚记第四章，
God commanded the Israelites as they passed through the Jordan River to set up stones.
神吩咐那些以色列人他们过那个约旦河的时候去把那个石头建造起来。
And those stones were to remind the Israelite people of God's faithfulness.
那些石头是要提醒那以色列人去纪念神的那个对他们的忠心。
They were especially set up for the children.
他那石头建立是要为他的后代而建的。
Because when they would pass by that place again, the children would say, "Mommy, Daddy, why are those stones there?"
那个石头是用来提醒那个小孩子，所以每一次他们经过那个石头的时候，他们都会问他的爸爸妈妈，这个石头是为什么在那里呢？
And so the mother and father would have the opportunity to tell the children that God was faithful.In separating the waters for us.
那石头是那父母就可以跟小孩子说，那个石头在那里是给小孩，是神给我们，把这个路分开，把洪水分开，让我们知道这是神对我们，的恩典。
And so, when your children maybe ask, "Mommy and Daddy, why is there a cake today?" At the lunch table,
假如你们的小孩今天问你为什么今天会有中午的时候会有蛋糕呢？
You could tell them God has been faithful to us for 53 years.
那你就可以跟他说，神对我们是一个很忠心对我们的神，在五十多年前他们给我们开始这一个教会。
I'd like to bring a message this morning from the book of James.Chapter 5.
今天我要跟大家分享的是雅各书第五章。
The letter of James was written because James was very concerned for the people in the church.
这个是雅各写给教会的一封最后一封信，因为雅各是非常关心教会的弟兄姐妹。
He was concerned that none of the people in the church would be fooled, that they might be Christians, but really they were not.
雅各希望所有教会里面的弟兄姐妹不要担心他们究竟有没有得救。
I hear almost every day people consider themselves Christians, but they have no relationship with Jesus Christ.
我常常听到很多人说他们自己知道自己是基督徒，可是他们不知道他们是不是得救。
James was concerned, so he wrote them this letter, and in the letter he said, "If you are led by God's Spirit, this is how you will live."
雅各说这个信里面写到，他说假如你是真正的信徒，那你不需要为这种事情在担心。
He told them in the book, if you experience trials in your life and you are a Christian, this is how you will handle them.
雅各说，假如你是真正的基督徒，假如遇到试探的话，你就会应该，你会知道应该会怎么样去做。
He said, if you have temptations in your life and you have the Spirit of God in your life, this is how you will handle the temptations.
雅各也说，假如你遇到引诱的话，或者试探的话，你假如你心里面有神的信灵的话，你就会知道应该怎么样去面对你的诱惑。
He said, if you are a Christian, you will receive God's word in such a way.And allow it to work in your lives.
假如你是真正的基督徒，你会有圣灵跟你一起的话，你就会知道神会在你心中对你讲话，你会知道怎么样去面对你的困难。
And so James went on, and now finally, in the very end of the book, he issues a challenge to the believers.
雅各不停在他那个信里面写了很多很多，到最后他就给所有的信徒一个很大的挑战。
In chapter 4 of James, James said to the people of the church, he made this appeal for salvation.
雅各在最后一个他那个信最后写到一个救恩的很迫切的一个一个要求，对一个救恩的一个要求。
And he requestedthat if anybody was not sure that they are saved, that they should submit themselves to God.
他的要求对所有的信徒就是说，假如你还没有信，没有得救的话，你应该把自己完全的投在主里的耶稣的属灵的里面。
He said, draw near to God.
他说你要跟神要有亲密的关系。
And then in chapter 5, in our verses today, he makes another request.
在第五章里面他有另外一个请求。
But this time it's to the people that know Jesus as their personal Savior.
这一次这个请求就是给一些已经相信了耶稣、接受了主的弟兄姐妹。
He gives them, he tells them, tells us that we must look for those who do not know Jesus and bring them back to Jesus.
这个他写到要他是对我们信已经相信了的信徒说，要对一些没有认识主的人要带他们信主。
He encourages us to rescue those that don't know Jesus.
他鼓励我们要对一些没有认识主的人要去救，把他们救回来。
This summer we went on vacation.
这个夏天我跟我家人去了度假。
And our family likes to go to the beach.
我跟我家人都很喜欢去海滩。
And when we get to the beach, usually my wife picks out the place that we will sit.
通常去到海滩以后，我太太都会找一个地方，我们就在那里就停下来，找一个地方坐下来。
And she likes to pick out the place where the lifeguard is.
她最喜欢找的一个地方就是靠近那个救生员的地方。
She's always worried that something might happen to one of our children, and she wants to be close to the lifeguard.
她常常都会害怕，假如有什么意外发生在小孩身上，她可以第一个去找到救生员。
Well, have you ever seen a lifeguard make a rescue of someone that might be drowning in the water?
你们有没有见过救生员去曾经在去救一些在水里面快要发生意外的人呢？
We have seen it a couple of times.
我们见过几次。
And it's amazing, the lifeguard comes running down the stairs or jumps down, grabs their flotation device, and runs into the water.
那些救生员他们就 一有意外发生，他们就马上跑下来，马上跑去那个有水在淹的人，然后一想都不想，拼命再跑过去。
All they have on their mind is to rescue the drowning person.
在他们脑子里面，他们只是想到怎么样去把那个人救起来。
James is asking us to rescue people who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ.
雅各是这样子跟我们说，就是说，我们也应该有这种思想，就是要赶快去救那些没有信主的人。
But we are not rescuing them from physical death. James is asking us to rescue them.From a spiritual death.
雅各不是说叫我们去把他们的身体救起来，像救生员一样。雅各是说要我们把他的灵魂救回来。
Now, to motivate us to do this, James says three things.
雅各鼓励我们有三，他们他雅各用三就是三个例子来鼓励我们去做。
The first thing that James says is that there will be people that hear the word of God that might even come to the church, but they will wander away.
雅各说有一些人他们曾经听过神的话语，他们也来过教会，可是他们到最后也是离开了教会。
Maybe you know someone that this has happened to.
说不定你也认识一些这种人。
This is not an unusual occurrence.
这个不是很不这种事情常常都会发生的。
I wish James would have written and said, this almost never happens.
我希望雅各在信里面写的就是说这种从来不会发生的。
But it seems he is saying it will happen.
But 看起来他在信里面写的就是说这事是常常都会发生的事情。
When we look at the letter of John, the first letter of John, chapter 2,
我们看看那个约翰一书第二章。
In verse 19, John writes this.
第十九节，约翰一书第二章十九节，他这里写到。
But they were not really of us, for if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they were not of us.
第十九章写到第十九节说，他们从我们中间出去，都不是属我们的。越远离我们的，就逼人就与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
James was saying that there were people that were seemingly part of the church, but they did not stay; they left.
雅各James 说，他说很多人来了教会，他们来到都是来一下子，然后就也没有留下来继续追随主，然后也离开了。
How about those shocking words that Jesus said in the Gospels?
也有一些耶稣讲了一些很强力的话语，跟一些人说。
To the very people that says that would say to Jesus in the last day, we healed people in your name and performed miracles in your name.
有些人说我们用你的名字来做一些神迹。
Jesus responds, I never knew you.
耶稣说其实我从来都不认识你。
Which means, There will be people that think they know Jesus, but they do not know Jesus.
这里就是说，有时候有些人，他们以为他们认识耶稣基督，其实他们从来都不认识耶稣基督。
James wants us to be aware that this could happen.
雅各跟我们说，我们要小心，因为这种事情可能会发生的。
He wants us to be on the lookout for those who are straying away from Jesus.
雅各说这要我们要小心有很多人都是这样子会慢慢的不知不觉的远离神
The second thing that I see James saying that would encourage us to be spiritual lifeguards is that the soul is precious
第二件事情就是雅各说我们要注意的就是我们的灵魂是很宝贵的
James says to us that if a person does not know Jesus, they will die.
雅各说，假如一些人他们不认识耶稣基督的话，他们的灵魂会死掉。
He says if we can rescue a soul, a sinner, and bring him back to the Lord, we will save him from death.
雅各说假如我们可以把一个没有信主没有认识主耶稣的人的灵魂救回来的话我们可以把他的灵魂就是可以他就不用灵魂死亡
I don't think that James is talking about physical death here he is talking about a spiritual death
雅各不是说身体的死亡他是说圣灵性上面的死亡
in the bookin the letter of Peter, 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9,
彼得书第彼得后书第三章九节里面写道
Peter writes to us and says that God does not wish that anyone would perish.
那写到彼得说神不希望有任何一个人是可以完全灭亡的
And then in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 Peter calls the blood of the Lord Jesus precious
彼得说耶稣基督的宝血是非常的宝贵的
So what we have here is that God was willingthat Jesus' precious blood be spilled for us.
彼得说耶稣基督的宝血流出来是为了我们的。
That means he was willing to sacrifice everything for our souls.
他的意思就是说耶稣基督的宝血是为了我们每一个灵魂而流的。
Think back with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
想一想那路加福音第十五章里面写到。
There, Jesus tells three parables.
耶稣拿了三个例子。
And the reason he told the parables was because the religious leaders of the day said something bad.
这个例子里面有像那些宗教的领袖他们有一些话讲的是不太好的
They were speaking against Jesus and saying look at him he sits and eats with sinners
他们有时候讲的一些话就是说一些批评一些人他们批评一些人跟一些罪人坐在一起吃饭或者讲话
To show how precious every life, even the sinner's life, is to God, Jesus told three parables.
为了证明耶稣基督怎么样爱世人，他就跟他讲了三个举了三个例子。
He told the story of a woman who was looking for a little coin in her house.
他第一个例子就是说女士她到处找为了一个小小的钱整个房子里面在找
and she lit her oil lamp and swept out the house until she found it
他点了那个小小的油灯，把全个家里全个到处都在找。
What was unusual was the oil she spent to find the coin probably was worth more than the coin itself.
他用的那个油点的那个油找去那个油那个价值比那个小小那个银钱更多更值钱。
There was a shepherd who had 100 sheep and one was lost.
有一个牧羊人，他有99头羊，可是有一个不见了。
And the shepherd left the 99 sheep just to find the one.
牧羊人他离开他那99个羊，他就这一就是去找那个不见的那一只羊。
Who would leave 99 sheep for one?
谁会去离开一大群99个羊去为了另外一只失掉的羊去这样子做呢？
It's an unusual thing for a shepherd to do.
是一件很不自然的事情。
There was a son who asked his father for his inheritance.
有一个儿子，他问他的爸爸要拿他的属于他的遗产。
And he gave it to him before he even died.
爸爸就把他那一份给他，就算他还不知道什么时候过世，他也不知道，也是提早给他。
That was a very unusual thing to do.
这种事情是很特别，不是很正常的事。
Jesus was trying to show.The Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, how much God values each sinner's soul.
耶稣要跟他们跟那些法利赛人说，这是很重要的，神会做一些很特别的事情，就是为了要拯救那些失去的灵魂。
He would do anything, the most unusual thing.To see a sinner come back to Jesus.
他会做任何一个事情，为了拯救这个人，就是为了把他的灵魂拯救回来。
Do you know the Red Cross organization trains young people to be lifeguards?
那红十字会他训练一些年轻人做一些水上的救援人员。
One of the things that they tell their future lifeguards is when you go into the water to save a drowning person, that drowning person will do anything to save themselves.
第一件事情十字会叫那些年轻人就是说你当你去救人的时候小心那些在水里面快要淹死的人他们会做任何事情为了救自己的命。
And when you come close to save them, they mayput you under the water and try to drown you so that they could save themselves.
假如你不知道的话，你不小心的话，你去救他的时候，他可能会把你拉到水底，让你为了他自己救他自己的命。
But the lifeguard has to do a very unusual thing. They have to go out and try to save them anyway.
但是救生员他们的工作就是会做一些跟平常不一样的事情，就是他们要出去救一些快要淹死的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
Are we willing to do the unusual thing for those who came and maybe heard the word of God but have not stayed and have wandered away?
弟兄姐妹，你们会不会愿意去做一些不寻常的事情，就是一些人曾经来过教会而没有留下来，然后也没有再来，你们会出去邀请他们去帮他们的灵魂回来吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we have the same desire to see the sinner saved as Jesus did?
我们有没有这种愿不愿意把这些灵魂失去的人会再回来吗？就像耶稣基督对一些人这样子。
The last thing that James tells us is that we are all to be part of this ministry of reconciliation.
雅各就是说我们这是一个要和好的一个功课，要我们每个人都要做这件事情。
James uses words like whoever sees a brother wander away should restore him. Whoever.
雅各说任何一个人他离开了教会都随便，任何一个人我们都应该要把他邀请回来。
You know, it doesn't say deacons or elders or pastor. It says whoever.
他没有特别指明是长老或者执事或者任何一个人。他说随便一个人，他们离开的都要请他回来。
This work is for all of us to do.
这工作是我们所有每一个人都要做的事。
This work can be a dangerous work.
可是这个工作可能是有危险的。
We are often not treated well when we try to rescue somebody and ask and encourage them to come back to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
只是这事情不是说我们一去做，他们就会很，我们会就一定他们听我们的话会回来的。
I remember when I got saved, about a month later, I started to wander away from the Lord.
我记得当我得救以后，大概一个月左右，我就开始有一点要离开主的行为。
And I was living with four Christian men.
我那个时候跟四个基督徒男生一起住。
And we were building a house together for some missionaries.
我们那时候一起在盖一个房子，为了传道人盖了一个房子。
And I began to slip back into a life of drinking and smoking.
我那时候又开始又像以前一样回去，又开始喝酒跟抽烟。
And one day, the men noticed a lot of alcohol on my breath. I was away for a number of hours.
有一天有我的 同一起住的其中一个男生发觉我那个身上有很多酒味，然后因为我离开了几个小时。
Now he didn't want to say anything, so he told my roommate to go talk to me.
他没有直接跟我说，但是他就跟我同房的朋友就跟我教他跟我说。
And my roommate, he wasn't scared.
我的房伴他一点都不害怕。
He knew what God's word said.
他知道神的话语。
And he said, Gene, come with me.
他说 ,Gene, 跟我来。
And he brought me into the bathroom.
他就带我去厕所里面。
And I could see he was angry.
我看到他的眼神是很生气的。
And he started to tell me that what I was doing was wrong.
他就跟我说我所做的是错的。
A matter of fact, he told me some very difficult words.
而且他很跟我说的话都是很难听的。
He said to me, "We have enough hypocrites in our church already."
我们其实教会里面已经有很多假面具的人了。
So if you're going to say you're a Christian, but you're going to live like the world, better not come to church.
他说他跟我说，假如你说你自己是基督徒，然后的生活不像外面的人，那你最好就不要来这个教会了。
And that made me angry.
那个他讲的话令到我有点生气。
And I started to pick out his faults.
然后我就把他的平常不好的行为都拿出来讲。
And that's what might happen to you.
这个可能会发生在你们身上啊。
And to me.
在我身上也会啊。
When we try to rescue somebody.
当我们要拯救一些失去的人的时候，
and bring them back to the Lord.
带他们回来神面前的时候。
There was a king one day.
有一次有一个皇帝。
And he had a diamond.
他有一个很漂亮的钻石。
And he loved that diamond.
他很喜欢那个钻石。
But something happened to the diamond. It fell, and there must have been some imperfection in it, and it cracked a little.
那个有一天那个钻石掉在地上刮花了一点点，就变了一个不是那么完美的一个钻石。
And the diamond then looked ugly.
那个钻石有一点难看呢。
And the king asked all the jewelers in his kingdom to come and look at it and try to fix it.
那皇帝就叫所有的珠宝做珠宝的匠来看看那个钻石，看看有什么办法可以把它变成修理一下。
And they all looked at it, but none of them wanted to try to fix it because if they couldn't make it right, the king would be very upset at them.
他们每一个人都没有人敢出来说敢去修把那个钻石修好，因为他怕假如修不好的话，皇帝会更生气。
And so the king said, the king was very sad, but one young jeweler came. And he looked at the diamond.
所以王帝就也不知道怎么样，突然有一个年轻人他走出来，他看一看那个钻石。
And the jeweler said, "I can make the diamond better than it was before."
那个年轻的工匠他说，我可以把这个钻石变到比以前更漂亮。
And in where the diamond was damaged, the jeweler cut it into a beautiful flower.
那个工匠把那个有瑕疵的地方把它切到像一个花蕊一样的。
And the crack in the diamond, he made it look like a stem.
这个有裂缝的地方他把它变成一个花一个肢体一样。
And when he brought it back to the king, it was indeed more beautiful than it was before.
他完成以后把那个钻石还给皇帝的时候，他把那个钻石比以前更漂亮。
Do you know what? That's what God wants us to do.
这就是神希望我们想希望我们可以做的事情。
For those people that we know have heard the gospel message but have walked away.
那些人曾经听过神的话语的话，神的话语而离开了的人。
He wants us to do the unusual thing.
他希望我们做一些很特别的事情。
To go out there and try to bring them back to the Lord.
就是出去把他们找回来，把他们再重新让他们再认识主耶稣。
So that they can have a beautiful relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就他们就有一个很好的、很美丽的跟上帝有更美好的关系。
Brothers and sisters, will you join me in that ministry?
弟兄姐妹，你们可不可以跟我一起做在这个事工上面努力吗？
Do you know somebody that has wandered away?
你是不知道有这种人，他们来过教会而离开了神呢？
Please make an effort to restore them back to the Lord Jesus Christ.
请你们用一些花一些心思把他们带回来。
Amen.
Amen.